First of all, please save me from embarrassing myself right off the bat and tell me how to properly pronounce the name of this event.
Sure. That's the first question that everybody asks me, in fact. It's pronounced Pechakasha. It looks like Pechakucha, but it's a Japanese word, and in Japanese it means chit-chat.
I've noticed you refer to it as PKN on your website. Perhaps I'll just stick to that.
Sure. Or, you know, it's perfectly all right to say Pechakucha. I say it myself sometimes.
So tell me exactly what happens at PKN.
Pechakasha nights are actually held in cities around the world. There are probably in more than 700 cities at the moment, and that number grows every year. And pretty much around the world, they do them more or less the same. You get a room, and you bring in some of the most interesting people that you can find, and the speakers have really nothing in common except that they all use the same format. And the format is 20 slides with 20 seconds per slide. The slides run automatically on the computer, and the presenter doesn't control it. So they can't stop, pause, start over, go back. They have to go through the slides in order, one by one. It takes exactly 6 minutes and 40 seconds, and when they're done, they sit down, and the next presenter gets up.
So they are held to a very strict standard by following the slides.
Right. The format forces them really to focus, to hone their presentation, to get to the point of what it is they're talking about. And it also has a benefit for the audience of their knowing that it's not going to run on and on. It's going to be over in 6 minutes and 40 seconds, whether it was interesting or not.
Now, how long has this been happening in Orlando?
We started the first Pechakasha Night in Orlando in October of 2010, so we're now in our fifth year.
Tell me about your Friday the 13th event. It's actually your 13th event, right?
Right. I knew that our 13th event was coming up, so I scheduled it on Friday the 13th because basically I like to live dangerously. And it's at the Orange Studio on Mills Avenue to a capacity crowd of 300. And we have about 9 presenters from all walks of life.
Is there an overarching theme for each night?
No, there really isn't. In fact, I try very hard to have presenters who are pretty eclectic, and the topics range from everything from architecture to balloon art to beekeeping to leadership skills. But whatever they're talking about, each of the presenters is really wrestling with the same format, and so the audience is a little bit on the edge of their seats pulling for them and hoping that they'll be able to pull it off.
What would you like the audience to take away?
What I'd like the audience to take away is a sense of the immense diversity and creativity that's out there in the city of Orlando. You know, I think that this is a city that can tend to feel a little bit corporatized and homogenized. There's a lot of, let's say, predigested corporate entertainment and dining out there. And people come into Pechakasha Night really hungry for something real, something local, something handmade, and something that gives them a sense of what their community is all about. So that's really the takeaway.